Our last group of stories this week is quite a mixed bag. Amongst these, we have notice of greater jet activity this week, the starting of a new documentary focused on the Bressingham Steam Train Museum, and the success of a police operation that has taken place over the whole of Norfolk.
RAF Marsham-based 617 Squadron, the Dambusters, are preparing for a training deployment to HMS Queen Elizabeth at the beginning of June. It will see the entire frontline squadron of F-35 Lightning jets deploy to the carrier to understand how a whole squadron can function on a ship and operate in a maritime environment on a day-to-day basis. The preparation to deploy has seen a number of added challenges as different processes and measures have been put into place to ensure that members of 617 Squadron and supporting personnel do not pass the COVID-19 virus to the crew of the carrier, which has already had a period of isolation at sea. The flying training is essential for the aircrew to ensure they are ready to join the carrier in early June. This will include a period of night fly training taking place between May the 27th and the 30th, during which the local community might notice aircraft noise up until 2 a.m. There will also be a period of training over the weekend of May the 30th to the 31st, which include flying up until 7 p.m.
Inside the Steam Train Museum, featuring Bressingham Steam and Gardens near Diss, is being broadcast to the nation for the first time on Channel 5 at 7 p.m. tonight, Thursday, May the 28th. The programme will showcase day-to-day ups and downs and follow some of the endearing characters whose efforts over the years have ensured the museum stays on the right track. In episode one of the four-part series, the museum has a new volunteer named Phil, who must get to grips with how to drive a steam engine. The story of Bressingham in its current form began in 1946, when Alan Bloom purchased Bressingham Hall. Within a decade, he had established the successful gardens and nursery business which remains today. But Mr. Bloom had a growing passion for trains, and in 1961, he purchased his first traction engine, a Burrell model called Bertha. By 1962, he had collected 14 engines, and 3 years later, the first of the narrow-gauge railway tracks was laid on the estate, creating the 2-foot garden railway, which opened in 1966. Over the years, the attraction has become one of Norfolk's most popular days out and currently boasts 4 railway lines winding through magnificent gardens. But its status as a charity, the Bressingham Steam Preservation Trust, means that the ongoing coronavirus crisis has ruined the peak summer season and left its future in doubt. A COVID-19 survival fund has therefore been launched to help save the museum, which relies solely on income from visitors, and ensures that it can open once permitted to do so.
Operation Moonshot was first launched in West Norfolk 3 years ago. Teams have since been set up in the city and the east, which protectively patrols Great Yarmouth, North Norfolk and South Norfolk. Officers target individuals using the road network across Norfolk to commit crime, including country line dealer groups. The team monitors intelligent reports from police officers, crime stoppers and members of the public, and officers are then deployed according to the information using automatic number plate recognition, ANPR. Cameras to help distribute the activity of those coming into the county to commit crime. Since it was launched at the end of May last year, the East team has made 504 arrests, resulting in a number of convictions. In total, the team has been responsible for securing more than 384 months imprisonment, 218 months suspended imprisonment sentences, 1,236 months of disqualifications from driving and 1,900 community orders. Simon Bailey, Norfolk Chiefs Constable, said, "Our Operation Moonshot teams are a great example of how Norfolk Police has been fulfilling its everyday roles throughout the coronavirus crisis. Crime does continue, but so does our firm response to it. And it is thanks to the teams such as Moonshot that we are able to continue to tackle the risk."
One mystery man has come up with a more unconventional way to add a touch of brightness to other people's lives by restoring and repainting faded street signs in Horsford, close to Norwich. Dubbed the Horsford Banksy, the man behind the colourful signage, who lives in the village, says he doesn't want fame or recognition and is only doing it to pass the time and give others something to smile about. He began with the sign on his own street, after reporting it for its poor condition years earlier. After painting the sign in bright colours and replacing it, the man was taken aback when he discovered a stranger had posted a photograph on social media, where dozens of people had said how much they liked it. That inspired him to search for other signs that were looking the worse for wear. And to date, he has now refurbished and replaced 17 signs in the village, including two painted to mark VE Day and another with a subtle tribute to NHS workers. It takes around a day to complete each sign, but he says he's happy to do it while he's unable to travel to his usual job in Northamptonshire.
Dutch airline KLM, which flies from Norwich Airport, has agreed to refund people for some flights cancelled because of coronavirus. But the refund policy only applies for flights cancelled by the airline, which operates from Norwich to Schiphol, Amsterdam, on or after May the 15th, 2020. It issued a statement saying, "After careful consideration and in response to the Dutch government reformed advice regarding the voucher policy offered by airlines, we are adjusting our refund policy for flights that are cancelled by the airline on or after May 15, 2020. If your flight was cancelled by the airline on or after May the 15th, 2020, you can opt to request a cash refund or a voucher. The value of the voucher will be 15% higher than the cash refund. This increased value also applies if you've already received your voucher. The decision comes as people who had booked flights with the airline cancelled because of lockdown have been demanding a refund rather than the airline policy to issue a travel voucher.